RunDNA has an incredible range of running and walking footwear, apparel and accessories, catering for anyone who is looking for the right shoe and fit. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists right across Adelaide. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. So if it's time for new walkers or runners, you can find RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or the other location, 391 Fullerton Road at Fullerton. Both stores open 7 days a week, plenty of off-street parking. You can find them online as well, rundna.com.au. If you run or walk, then you need to RunDNA. Time to talk South Australian netball and the Premier League competition. The coach of the Contacts Netball Club, she has been for 14 years now, one of the icons of South Australian netball, a five-time best and fairest at the Contacts Netball Club, has been good enough to join us and take us through what has been an incredible opening six rounds of the Premier League season. Leanne Eichler, welcome back to Hooked on Sport.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Look, familiar place for you at the top of the ladder, but it seems like it's been an incredible start to the season. Just take us through the opening six rounds.
Yeah, look, it certainly has been really tight at the top. I think the top four teams have all been on the same points probably for the majority of those six rounds. So, yeah, it's really been, we were in fourth position for quite a while, which is something that we weren't, probably aren't quite used to. But obviously just, our percentage has got us up the top, but with the top three teams still all on the same point.
For most of your coaching career, Leanne, 14 years, it's really been two teams. It's been Contacts and it's been Matrix. I imagine from a competition perspective, it's a lot of fun to see. Now, there's probably six teams that can win it, and that is unusual.
Yeah, look, I think this is what netballers say have always been wanting to try and achieve, is making sure that it's a more even competition. And I think, look, in the off-season, there was quite a bit of player recruitment as well as player movement, which has really seen, all teams really improve and really be fighting for position in the top four. Whilst you've got four currently sitting up there, there is also, to this point, no game has been an easy game for us. And that's what you want at this level. You want to be having to put out your best netball week in, week out.
Just to explain for everyone how the rules have changed and how the recruitment rules are a bit different. So I'm not even completely across it myself, Leanne, I'm sure you will be, but there is a point system allocated to each club and you can only recruit within the amount of points that you've been allocated. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, that's correct. So depending on where you finish the season before, depends on how many, I guess, points you have for your list. So every club has a list of 24 players. And that is to cover off your league team, your reserve team, and I guess also just your extended squad, like your train-on players. So across that, you have to be able to, you have a certain amount of points that you can use to either recruit new players, whether it's from local, from another team, or even from afar, so interstate or international. So there's different levels allocated to players. Someone that's an international player, someone that played 50 Premier League games or has been a state or national athlete, they come with the top points of five and then it filters down from there.
And so let's say, for example, Metro Jets, who I think might be one of the lower ranked clubs, they'll get a lot more points allocated to them than, say, for example, Contacts, the current Premier.
Yeah, so like we were the current Premier, so we have only a point allocation of eight. Compared to someone that finishes in that eighth position, they have, I think it's something like 12 to 14 points to be able to use in trying to build their list.
How has that been received, in particular amongst clubs like yourself and Matrix, who have routinely been at the top of the pile?
Yeah, look, it's something that we actually strongly, it's been in place for a while. And probably for us, and I believe Matrix, I don't like to speak on behalf of them, but knowing that we do have a lot of our athletes coming through our junior ranks and also in our environment that are state athletes, sometimes it gets a bit of a protection for us. So if they decide to go to another club, we've developed them, we've given them all the, I guess, a bit of the tools for them to go somewhere else. They do come with points. So To me, it helps clubs to really focus on junior development, like developing players from within, and not always rely on recruiting. And then the decisions that you do make on recruitment are the ones that you do need to make. So we do have in the past have recruited someone to obviously sometimes fill a gap of someone who's gone on to a Premier League environment, or we've lost people, not sorry, Premier League, to Suncorp, or they've gone over to international. So if we've had a gap, we might look to go, we need someone to bring in. But you make those decisions based within your recruiting point.
It looks like Oakdale and Garville have been particularly successful with their recruiting recently, because here they are. And I mean, look, as an old bugger, Leanne, as someone who remembers the 80s and netball very well when it was Contacts and Garville, I've got to say, it is wonderful to see Garville back up sniffing around the top. I'm sure for you, as someone who still lives the rivalry, it's perhaps not quite so, you don't appreciate it quite so much, but it is amazing to see. And Oakdale as well was a very, very successful club without ever sort of reaching the ultimate, but we're always around the mark, particularly in the Peter Squire era.
Yeah. And look, I guess it's Megan Carter has come back as the Oakdale coach. So I think she actually does bring a lot of that. When she was playing involved, had a lot of success herself as a player, and obviously brings that back into the Oakdale, inner sanctum. Look, Garville and Oakdale did really well this year in the recruiting. We've got a former Thunderbird and a South African international in Lanise Guidera, I think that, or Guidera. We always refer to her as Lenny Potgieter. So, yep. You know, she's back playing for Garville, and she's a really strong target for them and her wealth of experience. And it's great for our defenders to have the opportunity of playing against someone like that. And also Oakdale there's a couple of girls that have come across from Tasmania. So I've come over and are playing for Oakdale. And they are, one of them is a Thunderbird training partner. And another one has been a nationally identified athlete. So it's been great bringing, I guess, from a competition-wise, having those players come into our environment or into the competition. Because, yeah, it's as much as you love it when it is just, if it's one of us or our team, one of the ones that's up the top. But, yeah, from the competition in South Australia, you want to be able to have variety.
The other club that's really made a bit of a rise, and they've been unlucky because I see they've lost their last two games by 2 goals, but Tango, another club that was very strong in the 70s and 80s, is on the resurgence as well, Leanne.
Yeah, they. I think they've got some real good stability, and especially up in their forward end, they've got some mature athletes. I guess they are a club, the top four currently, we are being affected quite heavily with this Suncorp Reserve competition. So it's called, the Thunderbirds Futures. So the top four teams have a lot of athletes that are involved in that and have been unavailable for us since round four up to round 11. So, whilst that means that we don't have the likes for us, we don't have Molly Watson or Tabitha Packer, it's opened up the door for somebody else to come in and have an opportunity of playing Premier League netball. I guess that's where clubs like even South Adelaide and Tango have got, they at this stage haven't got athletes involved in that. So they probably have a little bit more stability week in, week out with their team. So I think that has shown that has certainly helped Tango.
What do you make of the reserves competition? It's unusual in national sport. I mean, not even the AFL can afford a reserves. How do you see that placed with regard to, I'm sure your old mate Tanya Robbs at the Adelaide Thunderbirds would love it, but it does, it does create some issues at the next level down.
Yeah, it does. And, one of the big things we're always worried about is athlete wellbeing and welfare. And sometimes when you're across so many different programs, it can be difficult. I think a reserves competition, it dabbled with it last year and it's grown this year to be more of a structured program. Obviously, like you said, for the Thunderbirds, it allows those players that potentially aren't getting court time when you've only got 10 and you don't rotate around, you play to win. It gives somewhere for those girls to actually play. So for like our own Kayla Graham, who had the fortune of coming into the contract with Thunderbirds 10. If she doesn't make for the court, take to the court in the Thunderbirds environment, she's able to go down and play the FN reserve. So whilst it does cause a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing at Premier League level, nevertheless, I think have done a really good job this year in trying to ensure no athlete is caught in no man's land. And that's one of our biggest advocates, I guess, as Premier League coaches, is making sure that a player who gets caught benching or playing a little bit here and there still has some has a club to go to and play.
Reigning champions contacts, Leanne. So you're obviously going to be in and amongst it again as the current top team. Who do you see as the biggest threat this year?
Well, I think we've shown from this chat that it really can be anybody with, sitting within the current four, you know, but also those coming from afar. So I know South have had a little bit of injury and probably had a little bit of slower start to their season. I think when we looked at the draw, all of us top four or five from last year had all played against each other at the start. So, you know, it's not until you have a full round and even you start going over into the next one that we will actually really see, I guess, how the table might change. But, yeah, look, you know, with Garville having Lemiz up there as a strong target, Matrix always find a way. And I guess it's just also it's always going to be what the impact of once athletes do come back and I guess what athletes come back might even change it again. So I guess for us, I know you would hate me saying it, but we do have to just focus on the one week at a time. And I guess we've just got to set ourselves up to be in the best position coming into those last minor rounds and for finals, that giving ourselves the best chance for a double. Because, yeah, I think it could really come down to percentage on where final fours all finish.
Well, it's interesting you make the point about percentage. I think Garville were top last week and won, but you had a win by a bit more and Garville dropped a spot despite winning and you jumped up a spot because you had the bigger percentage win. Great to see that you've been to official coaches school and used the phrase a week at a time. That's just perfect too, Leanne. Very pleased to hear it. Hey, let's just talk about your team very quickly. I noticed your goal shooter, a very, very famous name in South Australian sport, Jordy Vidmar, the daughter of Aurelio. And I think your assistant coach, Sarah Angove now, yes. Sarah Vidmar, of course. So, and she looks like she's been in very, very dominant form.
Yeah. Look, Jordy's been around the mark the last couple of years. Played Neville as a junior. Played actually 150th game for a club game for us last week, but has been around the netball trap for a while, obviously with the family. Went off and did basketball, that then came back into netball. And since she's been back, has been straight into our reserves and is really hitting some fine touch with Jordy. A very exciting player. Never know what you're going to get. You'll get a lot of different things all in one. You'll get some good stuff and you'll get amazing, and then you'll get some, you know, tend to be some little crazy stuff, but that's Jordy and that's why we love her. But you know, she's really stepped up this year, owning, you know, that position, exploring a bit of goal attack as well, but also coming into that leadership role as well. And yeah, she's a very exciting player to watch indeed.
And the other end of the court, talking about daughters of legends, Sarah Sutter's daughter, Jess McKay. McKay or McKay?
McKay.
Jess McKay, yep. Who I think only came into your side last year as a 16-year-old and found her feet almost immediately.
Yep. So I'll correct you. It's actually Jazz McKay. So,
Jazz, beg your pardon. Sorry.
Yep. So Jazz McKay, yeah, look, she had the opportunity of being elevated into our team last year because we had Molly Watson was unavailable with injury. So Jazz made an absolute rise to fame in the last year's finals and was amazing back there, and almost now leading our defence end this year because with Molly and Tabs away with the SN reserves, and Chelsea Blackman getting contracted left us at the end of last year and over in England. So Jazz has really been gone from just being the new kid on the block to being, I guess, continuing to that rising star, but kind of marshalling our defence end as well. And she's amazing. She's doing a great job, as cool as a cucumber. Nothing seems to faze her. That's what we love about Jazz.
And a couple of noise in the team as well. So just tell us about your two wingers, your wing attack and your wing defender. Obviously sisters, are they twins?
Are twins, and interestingly, we've got three sets of twins in our squad this year. So, certainly makes it a little bit difficult having to get to know who's who. And but yeah, no, look, Jazz and Bella again have been one that you know, came over to Contact and have played a few years in reserve, but really getting their opportunities this year. So you know, with the absence of Tab at that goal defence, wing defence, Bella has really stepped up into that wing defence role, and is getting just better week in, week out. And likewise, Jazz as well. You said wing attack. She's also a goal attack for us as well. So she plays across that transverse line. And both of them are just really exciting players. They absolutely play with their heart on their sleeve. So there's never guessing what they're thinking or what their intentions are. And have been great additions to our group. I think this would be almost their third or fourth season. So it's great to see that they've, you know, came across as being patient. Been doing the work and now getting the reward.
You're someone who spent a lot of time in the middle of the court for Contacts in your day, Leanne. Lacey Haynes, someone who I imagine you'd take a fair bit of interest in as the person who fills that position and does a lot of the hard yakka over the course of the hour of play.
Yeah, look, Lacey again has really stepped up this year, and it's been really exciting to see. You know, she again is really only in her third year. You know, it's been in our Premier League group for the last two seasons, but really this year is at that centre bid week in, week out. And it's really just great. We've always known she's got great skills, she's got great pace, but starting to see her use her voice out there and, you know, speak to the girls and lead by example, that's her absolute strength. And yeah, really exciting to see Lace really step up in that centre role.
The other one we'll touch on just before we wrap this up is your captain, Sophie Agostino. Just tell us what you get out of her, not just as a player, but as a leader.
Yeah, look, exciting for Sophie this year, taking over the reins as captain from Chelsea. But Sophie, she's a mature player. She is, she'll hate me saying it, but is our oldest player out there. But she does just bring in that. She brings an experience. She brings in calmness. We call her, she's really like our calming goat, that when things are going crazy on around her, she's the one that just pulls it in. She takes whack. She, you know, she knows that there's times. She's also been learning to play wing attack. Last year was her first season at wing attack. She's still doing that. She will go from wing attack to goal shooter to goal attack, and she will play her role for what is needed for the team. But just that real strong player who is able to take control of a game and really be that link in amongst a lot of our speed. And that's, you know, that's what you need from those mature and those experienced players.
Round 7 gets underway tomorrow night or Friday night for those who are listening a little bit later on. You take on Newton Jaguars, who are one of the sides that are in the bottom two at the moment. Are they the worst games for a coach, the ones where you think we're absolutely expected to win, but there's no guarantees in netball at the moment?
No, and like we touched on earlier, you know, even Jags and Jets, you know, we played Jets last week, and it was great to see them unearth a lot of young talent. And it's exciting to see these young kids getting the opportunity of playing Premier League. Jags are very similar. Leanne Cummins coaches them, who's a state coach, very experienced coach. And Jags have also been someone, like, have been a club not only in league, but their reserves, who are getting better. And, you know, we can't take any game lightly. Every time we step out on the court, we have that code that it's, you know, you're representing the Blues uniform, thinking about those that have played it in before and always doing it proud, but also doing it with our own style and our own flair. And look, you know, after Jags, we don't want to get too far ahead, but we then start hitting the next round where we come up against those top four teams that we've been talking about. We hit them all in a row. And so, you know, it's about working on the things that we want to be better at. And knowing that, you know, blink of the eye, the season's, you know, you're halfway, you're into finals. So every game, there's a reason and an intent and definitely a purpose.
14 years, Leanne. Two questions. Still motivated? And do you ever think about maybe having a crack at one more level up?
Look, yeah, 14 years, when we say it like that, I think, God, I'm surprised that, you know, I haven't been turfed out yet. An interesting thing, yeah, definitely still motivated. And the big thing is, I think within my 14 years, I've never had the same team. So every time we've taken to the court, there has been, I guess, one or two slight adjustments. So, you know, the great thing about our club, we do provide opportunities for those to go beyond, and also people to explore new opportunities. So we do have an ever-changing group. But yeah, definitely we've got a lot of young ones. We've got our baby blues in our reserve, which is a lot of our young kids all coming through. And so, you know, I guess that really excites you. You know, I love my contact netball club. They've been my family away from home. You know, I think with a young family, I'm right where I need to be. Who knows what might happen ahead, but I'm very certainly happy being the club coach, but also the Premier League coach for the contact netball club.
Leanne, you've been incredible. You need two hands to hold all the premierships that you've won in your time in your 14th year. I think it would be an incredible achievement to do it again with the amount of competition you've got in front of you. Good luck and thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Ben.
That's a wrap on another episode of Hooked on Sport. And a quick reminder to follow us and leave a review if you enjoy what you hear. Your support helps Hooked on Sport reach even more sports-minded people just like you. I'm Wallace Long, and Ben and I look forward to your company next week on Hooked on Sport.